have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God on today, on Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. I thank God for the song by none other than Minstrel Appointed, Give Me a Heart, and such an appropriate song for today. And I mean that with everything that is within me, people of God. I am so grateful just to be in the land of the living. And I look back over at my time last year where I suffered a great loss, I would consider it. but to God be the glory. And so today on Shabbat Saturday, I say thank you, Father, hallelujah, and I send up a Shabbat to you. I worship you. And listen, did you know, people of God, that's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be with living epistles read of men. Our lives are supposed to be a worship unto him. The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. All things were created by him, and they exist and were created. You and I were created to worship, to lift up our hands, to Shabbat him on today, to bless his magnificent and wonderful and awesome name, my God, today. And so I worship him, I Shabbat him, I give him the glory and the praise for this opportunity and just for this day to say Shabbat, hallelujah. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do every Saturday when we come before you. And listen, particularly because there is a great shaking going on, people of God, in this hour. My God, just last week, the headlines, I don't need to repeat them, and I won't. But it is an indication to me that there is a great shaking going on in the earth realm, but most importantly, in the heavens. And you and I have been given the authority, the rulership and dominion to speak and say something. And that's why our motto is hear a word from God and walk in victory, live in victory, speak victory, be victory in the name of Jesus. So we Shabbat our awesome God, and we encourage you, our listening audience, because this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that he created, May 28, 2022, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But the word says be exceedingly glad. So today on Shabbat Saturday, I want to come before you and just share from my heart, if I may. I'm so honored to be the daughter of Thelma Patrice Smith. I call her lovingly Molly. She's my mom, passed away last year this time. Amen. And I just want to honor her on today on Shabbat Saturday. This marks the one-year anniversary of Molly's home going. Amen. Her celebration. Because of how much I love Molly and the wisdom she poured into me and my siblings, it was priceless. And today, I am experiencing the absence of her, not the loss, but the absence of her. And I think it's particularly because it's my birthday, amen, some days ago. And particularly the passing was so close to my birthday. Every year, she was the most kind and gracious, a Psalms woman, amen, from 1 to 31. And I mean that with everything that's within me. Every year, she would give me these cards that carry such huge encouraging words, philosophical words for my journey. She was indeed my best friend, even when we disagreed. Her cards would remind me of who I am and encourage me because she was so proud of me, the woman I was becoming and the woman that I am. Every year she did this with these cards. And I would always say, Mom, where did you get this card from? They were so powerful. I found myself going through the cards this past week because of my birthday, and it struck a chord in me how much I loved her and how significant she was in my life and the life of my siblings, how she poured into our lives, what she gave, what she birthed, what she instilled, what she exemplified, how she modeled Christ to me, hallelujah. And it's not like, I don't feel like I have lost her. It's just the feeling of an absence. Amen. Because she impacted our lives completely. And I believe I'm trying to grab some of her attributes of her genuine kindness and her graciousness towards others. Gives me that much more motivation to live for the kingdom. My mom had a certain kingdom characteristic. Amen. Amen. That continues to inspire me, to want me to continue her legacy. So for those who have experienced a loss of a loved one, a significant relationship, I am here to inspire you today to move you in the realm of His glory, rejoicing about their lives and their memories. And again, thank you for joining me this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. My mom, during the 60s, lived her life providing for the needs of others. I would say she was a modern-day Mother Teresa. She demonstrated that love, giving it to those who needed it. I have a total of 10 siblings. Yes, I said 10. 5 of which were adopted. Yes, I said adopted. As well as being a foster parent to so many. Just an incredible woman with this great capacity. It seems as if her love was bottomless. She displayed the Christ-like characteristics. I see that now as I'm older. And as they say, you really don't miss your well until your water runs dry. Well, I will never hear her voice physically again, but how she affected my spirit is priceless. But I have these wonderful memories that allow me to effectively live beyond the grave. Out godliness and holiness and hope and joy, hallelujah, and kindness and goodness towards others. Not mishandling people. For I have come to understand the word in and of itself is truly an anchor. She taught me that. He can comfort you with the comfort of the comforter. The Holy Spirit will be for real, so apparent, and so prevalent, and so manifested in your life, wooing you, touching the life and nature of God within you. And I thank the Lord for crystallizing these awesome and amazing memories of my mom and my father. Hallelujah. Crystallize in my spirit how impactful our parents, my parents, your parents were, that our lives will wear the mantle and demonstrate that, amplify that, and share it with others. We do not have the hopeless, amen, the hopelessness that the world has, but Christ is our hope, the hope of glory. For the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. David declared, God is good, but not just good. God is good to all. We have our limitations, yes, but God does not. And that's something that my mother and demonstrated over and over again. He loved her, and she so loved others. God love extends to all creation, even the most unworthy. And when I think about the children that she literally snatched out of the system that were at risk, even the most unworthy, there was a memory that I have of one young child that came to our lives, I think when she was about 3, and she was so traumatized. But I'm telling you, I saw the love of God that was demonstrated through my mom that literally transformed that little girl into someone that knew that she was loved, that gained back her confidence, who became a little princess. Amen? David drills down to say that God's tender mercies are over all his works. He extends his goodness, even the worst of us. And there is nothing you can do that his tender mercy cannot cover. Love covers. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. He hears our struggle and understands. He is good, and he will be our safe place against evil in the world. And I sense that's the very thing that my mom became to these children that she literally snapped that were in the system. I am praising and giving thanks unto the Lord this day because he is good. He demonstrated his goodness to me through my mom, through my father. Amen. Because he is good, for his mercy endured forever. Struggles and hardships in life can lead a person to wonder, where is God? And even feel as if God has deserted them. In Ezra chapter 3, verse 11, we see that the Jewish people upon their return to Jerusalem after their captivity in Babylon. And they were so distraught. They were so beaten. And they began to wonder. But then they remember, and they begin to praise God. While they were in captivity, they may have felt like God had deserted them. Their homes had been destroyed. They were captured and taken away, and all of them felt lost, disoriented, felt dysfunctional in a strange land with foreigners who were idolaters. But even in their darkest moments, God's goodness remained. God is faithful. And just like the prophets have said, the Jewish people returned to their homeland, and his goodness was constant. His mercy stretched across their transgressions. You know, in that I see this great compassion, bounds of mercy that my mom had towards these children that were considered at risk. Even us, even in our moments of rebellion, if I may say. But yet this love, oh my God. You know, I am not a parent, but I can see that even the love that a parent has towards their child, you look over their transgressions, and you love them through their mess. And as the people stood once again in their homeland, they praised God for his deliverance and love. Trials and hardships do not mean that God has deserted us. He remains with us always, and his goodness never changes. Amen. Because why? He is our Father. He changes not. The blessings of God have little to do with who we are, amen, and far more to do with who he is. Our parents, when they birth us, they love us because we came from their seed, because we are a part of them. They will not toss us away. They will not desert us. They will love us in spite of our growing pains, in spite of our hiccups, amen, in spite of our dysfunctionality. I mean, that's what a good parent does. Well, listen, that's what a good father does. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Why? Because he saw the end of us. The word says that he knew us even when we were in our mother's womb. And the word also says that he knows the beginning and the end of us. And he said all things are going to work together for our good for those who love him and trust in him. Even if we fail, we can know God does not waver. His love and his goodness are sure. And he awaits us, our acknowledgement. Hallelujah. So he can show us a better way to live. His blessings flow from his goodness to us, people of God, so that we might live victorious, so that we can live victorious, because he is the victor. Amen. He said that he would teach us. He would show us the way. He would instruct us. The scripture says, thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness, my God, today. Our Lord, our God, our Father, Abba Father is who he is called. He will not leave us. He said, I am always with you. David clearly knew who God was. Amen. And he understood the importance of having that intimate fellowship with the Father, even in his dysfunctionality. Because he desired a deeper walk with him, because he desired true intimacy with the Father, and because he understood that his walk with God was in his strength, not his own. Amen. And that he could trust the Father. The scripture says, thou givest good instruction, thy good spirit to instruct. Amen. Scripture says, God's goodness never reflects our behavior. His goodness is because of his nature and his character and who he is. He always does the right thing, moved by love, despite our actions, always forgiving us when we ask for forgiveness, always present when we call upon him, always willing to help us to a better place. And so I want to share something with you. Because as I said to you earlier, I was just reading. through the cards that my mom left with me, amen, before her passing. And one card in particular I want to share. It reads, "My child, you will never be too old or too big for me to hold you in my arms. All too quickly, my child, you were out of my arms that held you so close, and you were standing at my side holding onto my hand. All too quickly, you let go of my hand and placed your arms around my shoulders, hugging me as the times went by. All too quickly, you were standing tall and strong on your own, independent and self-assured, letting me see the person you had become and knowing that I couldn't have been more proud. Now, finish," is what she says. All too quickly, those days of childhood have come and gone, but the memories of those times are as clear in my mind as ever. And because you are my child, you will always be welcomed into my arms, for you will never be too old or too big to be held close to my heart. You have grown up to be everything a parent could ever dream. Your mom, love always, Thelma Smith. Amen. And that just reminds me of so much of the Father's love towards us. He is so merciful, so gracious, so kind, so compassionate, always the wind behind our back, pushing us forward, encouraging us, telling us you can do it, you will do it, you are who I've called you to be. The scripture says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Truly, people of God, as I remember my mom, I can say, the Lord is good for having blessed me with such an amazing, awesome woman of God that I call her my mother. And I say to you today, remember what the Father has given to you. And if your parents are not with you, hold on to the memories. Hold on to the legacy. Carry the mantle that they've left to you with such pride, with such love. All the love that they poured into you, play it forward. And listen, you also have a great host and witnesses that are cheering you on and saying, yes, you can. Now finish the race. This is Apostle Dawn, and I want to say thank you for being with me on today. I was remiss and almost did not want to come forward today, but I was pushed and prompted and just encouraged to do so. The Lord is with you. But more importantly, the memories of those who have shouted your congratulations, who have poured into you, who have pushed you forward, who have spoken words of encouragement and life into you, your parents, your loved ones. Hold on to those memories, for they are so rich, and there's nothing that can be taken away from that. Well, listen, again, everyone, thank you so much for being here on Shabbat Saturday. It was short, but it was sweet. And I would pray that in your listening, that you would play this forward and Shabbat the Lord and expect a great move of God in your life during this season as you play it forward. Decree and declare the mighty acts of the Father towards you and the great exploits that you are doing and will be doing as you carry the mantle and the legacy that has been passed on to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Father, touch the life and nature of God within them, and I thank you for the change that is taking place in their hearts now. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I thank you so much for your encouragement and for this platform for Elation Radio, for the Elation Radio family. The Lord bless you, and I pray the Lord will continue to bless you and enlarge your borders and territories, woman of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you all for joining us. I am your host, Apostle Dawn. and come back again next Saturday at 3 p.m. for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. Again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, thank you for your example and your lion's heart, woman of God. May the Lord God continue to use you greatly. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Nothing can stop me.
Nothing can
block
me.
I am a winner. Look at your name and say, I speak the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me.
Tell them you got victory. You gotta speak victory over your life.
Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory.
Be in the meat.
Say no harm.